Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
How are you?
We are good. I like that orange and white striped tie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man. Christmas present. I didn't have any.
Yeah. Good to see you. Always fun to celebrate football signing classes, and obviously as a head coach, you had a bunch of great ones.
Yeah, some better than others, but most of them were pretty good.
I want to go down, if you don't mind, down memory lane a little bit, since we're celebrating recruiting, and maybe get you to tell a couple of stories. Like how in the world were you able to go down to New Orleans and get Peyton Manning away from everybody and into Knoxville?
I don't know if we have enough time on this show to tell you all the ins and outs of something like that, but the short of it, we had a great quarterback in Heath Shuler.
Yep.
That decided to leave early and not only had, as an athlete, great success running the ball, but was an excellent thrower. And so Peyton had a chance to see our passing attack and what it looked like. So that was a leg up for us. I had a relationship with Bobby Scott, who for years and years and years, well, was my quarterback in college, and for years and years backed up Archie. So we had that going for us. So kind of knew Archie, you know, anyway, in and out. So when we were able to secure a visit, he came to campus, and as Peyton and the Mannings do, they looked at everything that they could possibly look at, and by the time they were getting ready to go, it snowed like heck, and all of a sudden we got him for two more days,
man.
And now your game face is off because, you know, it's in your regular people, and hey, he watched tape, he enjoyed his time, and it fit. It was a fit. We had a senior quarterback. He wasn't going to have to start. He didn't think,
right.
You know, and the rest is history. So wonderful, wonderful opportunity. You know, Pat Summitt told me a long time ago that, you know, to be really successful, you had to have a difference maker kind of player on your team. And it's easier with five on the court, you know, if you had one Shamika Holzclaw or something like that, or Grant Williams now, if you want to say that.
Right.
Football is a little bit different, but you still got to have some great players, and Peyton certainly turned out to be one of the best ever.
What was it about that era in the 90s that you guys were able to attract so many unbelievable players?
Well, it perpetuated itself to some degree. We were able to stay together. Jeremy and I were talking about this earlier. We were able to stay together a long time as a staff, so there was continuity in the recruiting areas and relationships with coaches and a trust level there. Once we got a kid to campus, and we could get him to campus from all over the country, we just had to make sure everybody wanted to visit Tennessee. You know, history, tradition, facilities, you know, but they all didn't necessarily want to come, and you only had 50, I think it was 56, you know, visits that you could offer. So you had to make sure they just weren't taking a trip. So that's where, that was my job. My job, or the coach's job, to get them interested, and let's find out all we can about them. Evaluate them on tape. Do we want to bring them in? That's one. Number two is, are they really serious about Tennessee, and are we really serious about them? Because to get a great player, in my opinion, if you wanted one great defenseman, you better bring in four. You know, so it was a numbers kind of game, and you had to figure out your needs and the wants and all those kinds of things. But it was a process, and it was a long, hard, tough process. And I would say this, my counterparts at Florida, Spurrier, probably Georgia, you know, whoever it was there then at the time, they probably make 30, 35 maybe home visits to get their 20. In some cases, probably not that many. I end up making 70.
You know,
and Jeremy's doing the same thing because we just didn't have the base in the state. We had a good players in the state, but not the population base. So we was always having to go somewhere and beat somebody else, right? Beat the University of Georgia, Alabama, or North Carolina, where it was.
Philip Fulmer with us on 3HL.
Now, you told us how you landed a big fish. Who's the biggest fish that ever wiggled off the hook on you at the last minute?
Oh, God, there's so many. No, I mean, there's guys. You thought you had them and you didn't, or you should have.
Right.
I mean, no. I mean, when you're swimming in that pond, as Jeremy is now, you're not going to get all of them, you know, every right. time. All the Clemsons and the Alabamas, they don't get them all either, you know, so... It's a big pond.
It's straight sales, right? I mean, it's a numbers thing. Like, you throw out as much as you can, and then I always said when I was in sales, I want the no. Give me the no.
No, that's right.
Right?
Why? You know, why aren't we a good fit for you? And then you can work on that, right? And, I mean, distance is an issue always. You know, families want their children close as they can, usually. You find out, you know. You find out who the decision maker is in the process, and... And this staff, we're talking ancient history now, but this staff is very, very good at that. And you have to be. And most of all, sales or not, whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's about trust.
Yeah.
You know, you have the relationship, and they can trust their most valuable person that they've raised to 17 or 18 years old that you're going to take over and give them a good experience in college.
Would you have liked the early signing day in your coaching era?
I don't think so. I don't think I would have liked it at all. I think it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the season. To me, you get them there, and all of a sudden you're pulled away. And we have support groups all around the players and everything academically and every other way. But I'd much rather them be able to spend time with the players that are actually there on campus. And it's not going to change. It's probably going to get worse.
Right.
And everybody's adjusting now. I can't believe how many people are in our department that are just support level people, you know, anymore. We didn't have all that because we didn't have to go recruit, you know, in every day of the fall.
Sure. So as an AD, what's your role in the process now? We know you can't. Coach offensive lineman.
Is that a loaded question?
Yeah, no. I'm just curious. As a guy that was so good at it, is it hard to kind of sit back?
No. I mean, I'm interacting with Jeremy all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, he's going to do it his way. It's his program. But he's, you know, he's smart enough to ask questions. And I'm, you know, if I see something, I'm going to put my input in. They don't have to do it, you know, necessarily. But I'm going to have you know, input. But I can text. I may break a rule here, but I can text some kids, you know, if they've been to campus and those kind of things, and I've met them.
Okay.
Our families. I don't do a lot of that, but I do a little bit. I just text a track kid that, you know, we got a commitment from out of Memphis, you know, just a couple of days. And did I have something to do with it? Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, but when they get to campus, I can sell our coach. I can sell our staff. I can sell our university. You know, I can sell academics. I know our campus, and I can answer the questions. And they have a little panel that they do that they have a player on, you know, a lot of different things to answer moms and dads' questions from people that are really doing it. You know, the coaches are coaching and recruiting, but they're making sure they're going to class and stuff, but they're not in the classroom. I can tell you about our engineering school. I can tell you about our business school and those kinds of things, because I've been there since the Rock School, right?
Tennessee AD, Philip Fulmer, always good to see you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
All right, Philip Fulmer, at Philip Fulmer on Twitter.